Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, we're going to be studying verse 1 through 4. And it says in verse 1, "And he called unto him his 12 disciples, and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now the names of the 12 apostles are these, and we've listed these before. I want to jump down to verse 4. In addition to Simon, who's called Peter, there was Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Heavenly Father, please help us today. Once again, I do as I always do, on this station for 15 years, I've opened the Bible and tried to preach as best I could what the text says. I study very hard. I pray. I seek you, Lord, for understanding, but Lord, you know that my goal is to preach what it says and to stop there. What does the book say? That's my watchword. Please help us to understand the book. Please give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be talking about Israel today. It says he called his 12. You see, Israel is important to God. There are those that teach what is known as replacement theology, that the Jews, that was Old Testament, we don't have to worry about those guys anymore. Let's look in the New Testament, because we're the people of God now. The Christians are the people of God now. And we might have the ball for now to testify of the goodness of God. But I'd like to read a few verses that show that God cares for the Jews. God has not forgotten the Jews. And that one day, the Jews will be on top. And we understand that Jesus is coming back. Don't know when, hope it's soon, but he's coming back. The King of the Jews is coming back to the land of Israel to sit on David's throne. But in Deuteronomy chapter 32, it's in the middle of a passage, but it says, "He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness," or the desert. "He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye." That's what God did for Israel, and Israel is the apple of God's eye. The thing that is most dear to God's heart, the apple of his eye. Psalm 17, verse 8, "He kept me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings," which speaks of the protection of God. Lamentations 2, verse 18, "Their heart cried unto the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give thyself no rest, and let not the apple of thine eye cease. Again, God's care and compassion and protection for His people, Israel. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory He hath sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of His eye. And I referenced this just a bit ago, but Luke chapter 23, verse 38. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And I can show you the future. I can take you to other passages here and there to talk about the future, all things that I've read so far, the past. But in the future, God will stand for Israel, will protect Israel. And I don't want to talk about eschatology, but in the end, God will defend Israel. And as I said, David's kingdom will be established once more. So when Jesus called unto him his 12 disciples, he didn't choose 12 by accident. And you can say, chicken or egg. Were Israel's tribes a type or a symbol of the church's apostles? But if you count them, there were anywhere between 18 and 24 New Testament apostles. We list 12 here, but then there's Matthias. And of course, Paul. We know that Paul, born out of time, born too late, after Jesus had come and gone. Yet he was an apostle. You can look at Barnabas and others. But back to the chicken or egg problem, which came first? It's more than likely that the apostles, they honor the 12 sons of Jacob. And other events that are grouped in 12s, these things honor the 12 tribes of Israel. And there's a lot more I can say, but we'll have to try that another time. But he called his 12. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, and Jesus said unto them, verily or truly I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, or in the end, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of His glory, ye also, ye 12 disciples, shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And there's a lot there. There's a lot I could teach. But my point here is that Jesus, He knew what He was doing when He called 12 disciples. And again, He meant to honor the children of Israel. And again, I don't want to talk about eschatology. I don't want to talk about prophecy. That's for another sermon. But when you look in the Middle East and now in Ukraine, what have you, all of those things happening are happening for a reason. And you can be sure that the Bible is true and all things will come to pass. And in the end, Jesus comes back to defend the nation of Israel. But John chapter 6, verse 9 through 13, we know this story. There's a lad here. He hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they amongst so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. And there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. In other words, they ate as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. It was a great miracle that Jesus did. He turned a handful of food into a banquet that fed 5,000 men. And we don't know how many women and children, so we don't know exactly, but it was at least 5,000. But he was concerned that they pick up all the leftovers and save them for later, that nothing be lost. Now, there's a little crumb here, little half of a fish tail or whatever. Make sure that you get that in the baskets. You see, God cares for you. That's a symbol, that's a sermon right there, that God cares for you. No matter how small and insignificant and worthless you might feel, no matter, I don't know how your life is going, I don't know if she left you, and I don't know if your kid's on drugs, and I don't know none of those stories, and they're going to come and arrest you next week, or what, I don't know. But God loves you, and God cares you, and he doesn't want even you to be lost. But in verse 13, it says that they gathered them, the fragments, the leftovers, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Coincidence. 12. No, it's not a coincidence. And I can show you again and again and again and again and again all through Scripture the number 12. Like at Gilgal, the 12 stones, and those other 12 stones. In Revelation, there are 12 manner or different types of trees that grow on the banks of that river. Again, God knows what he's talking about. And God honors the 12 tribes of Israel. And I want to say, if God cares so much about Israel, maybe you ought to care about Israel. But let's look at our text again. It says that he called his 12 disciples. And in verse 4, I didn't list all of them, but in verse 4, after he called the names of the other 10, he said, Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. You know that traitor Judas of Kerioth, that little town in Judea, Judas Iscariot, Judas of Kerioth. He's listed last, this traitor, but he's listed after Simon the Canaanite. Simon the Canaanite was a Canaanite. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Canaanite. If you remember the story when God brought his children out of Egypt, we've all seen the movie, The Ten Commandments. We get most of that story. But eventually they went into the promised land, the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan is where Israel is today. It's in the Middle East. And I've got many scriptures, and I'll see how many I can read, that show that Canaan is in the Middle East. Judges chapter 3, verse 3. Again, this is in the middle of a passage. But it calls the five lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians and the Hivites that dwell in the Mount Lebanon. And we know where Lebanon is. That's north of Israel. Again, I've got many scriptures that show where Canaan is. You say, well, why are you belaboring the point? Because Canaan is not in Africa. And the man Canaan that we'll read about, Canaan wasn't black. There are those that say and have said, especially during the time of Jim Crow, that blacks are cursed. And that's nonsense. I've got many scriptures here. I'll try to run through them. But this idea that blacks are inferior or cursed or any such thing, get it out of your mind. Get it out of your mind. We all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God treats every one of us on this planet as equal, and all equally lost, if I can quote Paul, all equally in need of a Savior, and God's Son died for all. And all we have to do is believe this message, come to Jesus, turn from our sin, and we can have everlasting life. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Are you listening to me today? Are you hearing me today? If you don't know God, if you're lost, you know that if you died today, you wouldn't go to heaven. If you're hearing me today, come. Just come. Lay down your old life. Look to the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to accept you. Ask Him to take you to heaven. You can come. And let him that is athirst come. Are you thirsty in your soul? Come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Heaven is free. Oh, I know Jesus paid an awesome price to pay for it, but heaven is free. Come, drink of the water of life freely. But in Genesis chapter 9, it says that Noah began to be a husbandman, or he became a farmer or a rancher, whatever, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered inside his tent. And Noah had three sons, and we're going to hit them in just a second, but Ham, one of the three sons, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah, Shem and Japheth took a garment or maybe a shawl or something, blanket, whatever, and it says that they put it on their shoulders and they walked backwards through the tent and covered their father, who was laying there drunk, passed out, and naked. And it says that their faces were backward and they didn't see their naked father. But in verse 24, Noah awoke from his wine and somehow he figured out that somebody had been monkeying around in his tent and he knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." And in verse 27, "God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan will be his servant." Again, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham, he saw his father drunk and naked. And it was a sin. It was a sin to look upon your naked parents. And God blessed the two that covered him up. But the one that saw his father with no clothes on, Ham, he didn't say anything. But it says that God cursed Canaan. Now, Ham had other children. In fact, all of these three had multiple children. But God selected Canaan to punish for what his father Ham had done. One of Ham's children was Cush. Cush and his family made it down to Africa, but Canaan stayed in the Middle East. Again, this nonsense that blacks are cursed, they didn't get it from the Bible. Whoever teaches that did not get it from the Bible. And maybe this is a subject that upsets some people. Maybe. But God loves. Again, God so loved the world that he sacrificed his own son that all could come. And God doesn't look at anyone as inferior. God looks at everyone as having infinite worth. Infinite worth. Because again, God sacrificed his son. So as I said earlier, God loves you. No matter what situation in life, God cares for you. And God wants to help you. If you but turn to him with your whole heart, God can take care of you.
Lord,
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.